Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back for another episode of the Snoop and Sniffy Show. Before we start cracking today's case, I have a question from a junior detective, 4-year-old Magnus. He wants to know what I like most about being a detective. Well, young Magnus, the very best thing about being a detective is using my skills to help others and see justice done. Whenever you can do some good in the world, you should. That's why I'm thrilled that you're tuning in and joining Sniffy and I on our adventures. It's kids like you who will grow up to think independently, do the right thing, and be a leader for others in their community. Woof woof. Now, Magnus, and all of you junior detectives joining us today. After our last adventure, running around in the Pflugerville woods, I was pretty tired. I'm hoping today's case is a little bit less active. I'm not a young pup anymore, but I'm sure Sniffy will keep up with anything that comes our way.
I love running and jumping and swimming and climbing and eating. I hope the case we get today is full of all sorts of these things.
Of course, just as I say the exact opposite. But you know what? It's actually good that as your partner, I'm quite different. The skills you don't have, I have, and vice versa. It helps to balance us out. So, while you run, jump, swim, climb, and eat, I will be standing still using my brain.
Love that for you. So, any idea what we're going to do today?
No, though I'm sure something will come up. It always does. Right on time. Here we go. Snoop and Sniffy here. Ready for our next case?
Snoop, Sniffy, good to hear from you. It's Freckles calling in from the agency. And boy, do I have a doozy of a case for you today.
I love doozies. Wait, what's a doozy?
Let me tell you. Two words. Ghost train.
Ghost train?
That's what I said. Ghost train.
How can a train also be a ghost?
You've never heard the legend of the Pflugerville ghost train?
No.
Years ago, back when trains ran through Pflugerville, before they built the airport, there was a great green steam engine train that would ride around Pflugerville until one day, it just disappeared.
How can the whole train disappear?
Exactly. Once the train disappeared, the old railway station was abandoned and went out of use. It's marked for demolition soon, so they can build a parking lot.
I'm failing to see the ghost part of this story.
I'm getting to it, Agent Snoop. Well, in recent months, rumours of the train's return have been spreading. A faint whistle, billowing steam, the green glow of the old engine appearing near the train station. But whenever anyone gets close, the train disappears.
Whoa, this is seriously creepy. Do we think the train station is haunted?
Something is afoul.
Yes, indeed. And this ghost train... The sightings of it only appear at midnight.
Of course, it's in the dead of night. I can never get any proper sleep in this town.
Another nighttime adventure.
Yes, the sun is setting now, so I need you two to go investigate and find the truth.
The truth will out. You can count on Sniffy and I to find out the real story behind the ghost train.
Great. Report there, Stat. We need all the time we can get.
And, well, I was just going to invite her over for some scones and jam, but I guess I won't.
Ooh, scones and jam?
Not now, Sniffy. We have a ghost train to bring back down to the tracks. I, of course, know there's no such thing as a ghost train. So, it's only a matter of time until the real train is found. Shall we?
We shall. I love trains and the way they go chug, 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 choo, choo.
I'm a fan of trains myself. I used to fancy taking trains from London up to Edinburgh in Scotland. It was a jolly good time with scenic views of the countryside. Ah, memories.
Are you missing home again, Snoop?
I'm always missing home. London is a part of who I am. But it's okay. I like being here in Pflugerville with you too. Ah, here we are, the old Pflugerville train station.
I can see why they want to tear it down. It's so dusty and old and creepy. Ah! I walked right into a cobweb. Is there a spider on me?
No, you're fine, Sniffy. Calm down. Tearing down this train station would be such a sadness.
But why? No one uses it anymore.
Places like this hold historical significance. There's a history here, a story. With it gone, Pflugerville loses some of its story.
How can we save it?
I'm not sure we can. Though this ghost train seems to be helping to delay destruction. Interesting theory indeed.
You think the ghost train is trying to save the train station?
Perhaps. Now, let's do a little snooping and see if we can find any clues to the whereabouts of this ghost train.
I don't see any trains anywhere. What kind of a train station is this? I wonder if they have a snack bar. I could use a hot dog right now.
Maybe inside the railway station. No doggy doors, though. We'll have to find another way to enter the building.
What was that?
I heard it too.
That sounded like a train whistle.
But where is it coming from? Perhaps on the tracks. Empty tracks. Very odd indeed. There was a whistle, though.
A ghost whistle?
I heard that. It's coming from over here, from track B.
There's nothing here, Snoop.
But
These lights, where did they come from? Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Mine eyes do not deceive. There's a train heading our way.
And its engine. It's green. The ghost train is real.
And billowing steam. There it is, all right. It's real. But how?
Snoop?
Yes, Sniffy?
The ghost train?
Yes.
It's coming right for us.
Run! Well, we found the ghost train all right, and it's heading down the tracks right for us. Maybe we shouldn't run down the tracks, but to the side. Let's take a break while we figure that out.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, you're back. Phew. Sniffy and I barely made it off the tracks and out of the way of the ghost train. Now, it's parked at the station, looking very real and very un-ghost-like. But now, the real investigation begins.
Snoop, I can't believe we outran a train.
Well, that's not necessarily true, young pup. We ran off the track, and the train chugged past us. That's not really outrunning a train.
Okay, fine. I guess I won't brag to Bean and Wiggles about it then. Ooh, so the ghost train is real. Shall we go aboard?
We shall. All the answers shall surely be on board.
I've never been on a ghost train. This should be interesting. What was that?
I don't know. That was...
The ghost train! It's gone! How could it just disappear like that right in front of us?
Odd. Very odd.
It's completely gone.
Not everything is as it appears to be at the old Pflugerville railway station. No, things are certainly not right.
What do we do now?
Let's try and find a way into the railway station. I bet the answer is inside there.
You're right. I'm detecting a different smell from within the train station. And look, paw prints.
And other tracks behind those prints. As if the creature was dragging something behind it. Ah, yes, I've seen those tracks before.
You have?
I have. All will be revealed soon. Let's follow the tracks.
They curve around the back of the railway station and go onto the tracks of track B.
The track where the ghost train was.
Yep, the same smell. It's here. But look, Snoop. The paw prints disappear under the tracks.
There must be something hidden there. Ah, yes, look, a trapdoor.
A trapdoor?
Indeed, hidden directly under the tracks. Let me pry it open. Aha! A secret room under the tracks.
What could be down there?
Only one way to find out.
Snoop, you okay? Snoop?
I'm fine, Sniffy. Jump on down and you'll see.
Oh, okay, if you say so. I made it. Where are we, Snoop? What are all these panels and buttons?
This appears to be the old control room of the railway station. It's where the conductors track the trains and help bring them into the station on different lines.
Why does it look clean down here? Not a speck of dust or a cobweb in sight.
because someone has been down here. Someone has been using this room to bring back the ghost train.
But who?
In due time, Sniffy. In due time.
Whoops. Didn't mean to run into that stack of metal parts. What even is that?
A gadget, perhaps?
A gadget?
Yes, look. This big green button must be what controls the so-called ghost train. Let's find out.
That's the same train whistle we heard earlier.
And this yellow button?
Those lights look awfully like the ghost train lights.
And this lever, the pièce de résistance. And with that, the ghost train comes to life.
How is this even possible?
It's all an illusion. Special effects, a hologram.
A hologram?
Yes, it's a fake image that looks 3D. It looks real, but it is nothing but a fake image. Here, let's go up and see this ghost train now.
The ghost train! It's here, all right. And you're telling me it's not real?
Go ahead, Eagle Lad. Try and board it.
Okay. Here I go. Whoa! I walked right through the train! How? What?
Like I said, it's just a hologram. A 3D image projected from lights.
And why would someone do that?
To save the railway station.
Oh, okay. What?
As long as the legend of the ghost train kept this railway station alive, it would never be demolished.
But who would do that?
Why don't you tell Sniffy yourself, Wheeler?
Wheeler!
Never can put one past you, old sport. Always one step ahead of me. Here, Sniffy, can you hold this laser muffin for me 1 second?
Sure. Wait, laser muffin?
The old Pflugerville Railway Station is a special place. It was the first place I ever stepped paw in Pflugerville when I was brought here with my family. And on this very same train.
A touching story.
When I heard it was to be demolished, I thought, that can't be. I must do something to stop it and bring it back to life.
Of course.
So I started working on a hologram of the train that disappeared years ago. It was quite easy for someone so smart and technical as me. I just needed access to rig it all up and then spread the rumor.
Easy enough in this town.
Yes, and the ghost train was born. Anytime anyone ventured into the railway station, I was able to activate the ghost train projection. And there we have it.
Sorry to expose you, Wheeler. Just solving mysteries, as we do.
No need to apologize. Working at the old railway station has really brought back some memories. And, in fact, I've decided to move my gadget shack out here. There's so much more space to test out my inventions.
Like this laser muffin?
Oh, yes. Please don't touch the top. It might explode.
What?
Here, I'll take that back from you.
Oh, please. But wait, do you have any regular muffins? Staring at a laser muffin made me hungry.
No, sorry. But I do have something else. I'm working on something big.
What is that?
I can't tell you yet, but once it's ready, I want you two to be the first to test it out.
Fun! I hope it involves jetpacks.
You'll see. But for now, do you mind keeping my secret safe? We can't have this place demolished.
Oh, if you insist. Though, I will tell Freckles we solved the case, but I won't tell her the solution. That'll get her.
Thank you. And the legend of the ghost train will live on.
So it shall.
Now, I must get back to my gadgets. Something big is coming soon. Goodbye, my curious friends.
And so, another mystery is solved. Another legend debunked. While the ghost train wasn't real, the dog behind the invention is. Wheeler is such an inventive, eccentric mind, and he comes up with some great gadgets. We're lucky to have him as a friend. If you enjoyed today's story, you can find others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. All right, well, until next time, always be investigating. Woof woof.
Go Kid Go! Hi, grown-ups. We are incredibly grateful that our show is one of your family's podcast picks. In order to continue to make the type of content you'd like to hear, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd love if you could take a few minutes to complete it. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm.fm/kids. As a thank you, each participant will be entered to win a prize pack from one of the shows, including a prize pack from Go Kid Go. Thank you!
You probably think you know fairy tales. Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood. You probably think that they're cute and boring. But the real stories aren't cute and boring at all. The Grimm fairy tales were weird and sometimes gross and often scary. And in the podcast Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest, you can listen along with a group of other kids as I tell them those tales. The episodes are sometimes grim, sometimes grimmer, and sometimes grimmest. But no matter how creepy it gets, we'll always have a great time guessing what'll happen next, cracking jokes, and discussing what these tales mean to us. You can listen to Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest now, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow the show so you don't miss new episodes.